the Rewired Podcast. This is episode number 40, and I'm sitting across the table from my brother, Rod Blanchard. We're going to be doing a podcast series for the next little bit. Basically, you know, over the last few months, we've been doing some early rises. So we kind of get up on the weekend, and we do 6 a.m., you know, despite all the resistance and cold and dark, we get up and do some kind of hill sprints or some runs or something like that. And we thought it'd be nice afterwards to kind of get together and sort of share some of our experiences and some of the transformation and things we're going through. So welcome, my brother.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks. It's great to be here again, man. It's I think we've talked about this quite a bit over the years. You know, just sitting there talking about what we're going through and, you know, some of the pain, some of the good things, some of the wins, some of the losses. And there's been a number of times we've talked about, fuck, this is a podcast, man. You know, we should be talking about this and sharing this. So I think it fucking marries really well with what we're going through right now, because I know we've had many mornings that we're just going to bed at this point back in the day, where now we're getting up and, as you said, facing that hill and the cold. And it seems pretty daunting when we pull up to that hill, but fuck, it feels great when you finish. And I feel like I'm riding a high right now. I don't know about you, but I'm sure it's the coffee, the big coffee that's sitting in front of us. but I feel great, man, and I'm excited because, you know, I've been obviously following what you're doing with the Rewire program, and I've been part of that Rewire program. So Rise and Rewire, it just sounds so great together, and I feel like we're both, you know, headed in the right direction, and, you know, we're both on our paths, but our paths have kind of crossed over many, many times. So this is exciting, dude.
Yeah, brother. Well, so Rise and Rewire is what we're going to call this series. And, you know, we thought that'd be kind of cool. So I've been trying to, you know, figure out what I want to do with this podcast, because I've become a lot busier, with, you know, working with clients and everything else. It's been difficult to find time to do the podcast. And then also the format of me just, reaching out to interesting people to interview is quite time consuming. So we're going to commit to doing this. We're going to try to do this every week, at least, for this year. And, it'll be kind of cool just to kind of get together every week, have an informal conversation about whatever's going on, maybe pick a different topic. So hopefully people get some benefit from this. We thought we'd start today just by kind of doing a summary of 2020 and some of the lessons we've learned, because we've both really been deep into this process over the last year together. And I know that, you know, Roddy, like, you really went all in last year on your 45 Alive Challenge, which is basically what started with sobriety. And it's gone into other directions. So we thought we'd start there. It's only middle of January right now. So maybe we could start off by, like, what do you, like, for you last year, like, at the end of the year, I usually do a wins paper with my goals. So essentially I write down everything that was a win for last year. So what would, like, be a couple of wins for you last year personally?
You know, I feel like right out of the gates, I can say going 45 days without drinking was my number one goal that I got over that hurdle. It was difficult in the beginning, but once I got past, you know, that first maybe few weeks, I really didn't think of it, but I all I could think of was the end. Can I get over this hurdle? And once I got past that hurdle, I feel like it really opened things up on a number of other things, you know, if it's personal, professional, but I just felt like things that I was kind of struggling to say, hey, you know what, I want to accomplish this, but I wouldn't even start it, because I'm like, fuck, I already lost before I started it. Where as soon as I got over that, I felt like I was open to taking on a shitload, which became a really, really big win. So that was my biggest win, was just getting over that hurdle and opening up bigger doors, more doors, and just riding that momentum.
Yeah. That's interesting, dude. I mean, it's, it is momentum too, right? I mean, so I think for mine last year was probably, and I didn't really realize this till the end of the year, but it was kind of about courage this year. It was about really like, because this process of Rewire and Rise and, you know, really trying to kind of step outside of yourself, become better, let go of the past, really be in the present moment, all of those things. But it's sometimes when you put yourself out there, it's easy for us to sit around and you know, have a couple glasses of wine and talk about conquering the world. But to actually then go out there on the Monday morning and put yourself out there takes courage, you know. Yeah. So I think for me, it was just like really courage was kind of what the takeaway for me. And that was that really came to me in my ayahuasca weekend that was in December, just before Christmas. And that was like, it was the shaman. She actually kind of pointed me in that direction. I'm like, I want to raise my vibration to be higher levels of consciousness. And she goes, well, what does that mean? I'm like, fuck, I don't know, actually. What does that mean? You know? Yeah. But it was a tricky year, though, dude, because like with COVID, a lot of people really struggled last year, right, you know, with their mental health. It was a really, really tough year. But it's interesting, you know, for yourself and me, and because we live close together,
yeah,
you know, we keep each other motivated. But there's been a larger group now that we're connected with who really did well, actually mentally, through that period where,
right,
you know, people were doing the work.
Yeah. And I mean, just to the, you know, getting over that hurdle and facing some of the things that I was able to face, say being sober, so to speak, and being able to dig deep. I realized through that and just being able to voice how I was feeling and writing, I realized I wasn't alone, because I feel like being vulnerable, and I never could do that. I wanted to be able to stand up and say, this is me. I'm a big guy. I don't want people to think that I'm weak. I don't want people to think that I don't know this or know that. So that was another big win, that you can kind of just rip the Band-Aid off and say, fuck, you know what? This is me. And it felt great, because I was able to be able to look in the mirror. And it was like I could see things crystal clear. And it helped me, you know, get over a few other hurdles that we can obviously discuss down the road. But yeah. That was another big thing.
But there's you know, that's vulnerability, yeah, right? Yeah. And there's strength in vulnerability. You know, the funny thing is, you know, the dudes, you know, talked about this lots of times, but we grew up having to, you know, that mask of masculinity, be guarded, just be a tough guy, don't cry, don't show any feelings, don't feel any feelings, right?
Right.
I can push them all down, bury them with booze and alcohol, mm-hmm, and everything else. When you actually are real with yourself and real with other people and you show your scars, people actually resonate with that more. And if you're actually in a position of trying to help people be better versions of themselves, they actually will resonate with vulnerability much more, because they're like, hey, fuck, this person's not perfect either. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
And so you can show your scars and they're like, well, wait a minute, I feel that same way. And they listen, and hopefully you can help somebody.
Yeah. And looking back there as well, and what I'm trying to do now in 2021 is, you know, I've realized, you know, like, change everything, you'll change nothing, right? It's kind of pinpoint exactly where you're going. I mean, get crystal clear on your path and what your goal is. And sometimes you need to start small and continue to build those wins. But I'm feeling right now, like with me, like, I mean, everyone always says, write down some of the things you want to change or some of the things that you're not good at. And I kind of flipped it over and started, what do I really enjoy? What do I feel that I'm very fucking confident about? And that's where I've really started, where I'm like, I realized if I can't master some of the things that I really enjoy, how the fuck am I going to get over the things that I don't enjoy? So, you know, I came out of the gates this year where, you know, I'm tightening everything up on the things that I really that I don't even think about because I enjoy it. And if I can really, really master that and then just have that trickle over onto some of the things that I don't really enjoy. So I feel like that's where some of the things that I learned back in 2020 and about myself is, what do I really enjoy? So don't shit the bed here, because you know what? These are the things that you like. This is the stuff that you enjoy. Yeah, this exactly. is where you can stand on the soapbox and say, you know what? I know this shit.
Right.
I live this shit.
Yeah.
Some of the things that do scare me a little bit, I can face them you know, because I've found strength in some of the things that I know I'm confident on. So,
yeah, dude, that hits home for me too, because you mentioned like that, just being really clear on your intentions. Mm-hmm. Last year was a year for me, because in I've been somebody who's very scattered. I mean, I managed to get. I was listening to Matthew McConaughey's book. This is like about the third time I mentioned this today, but he had so many fucking zingers. If you haven't read Green Lights, check that out. It's amazing. Listen to it, actually, because he tells an amazing story, amazing storyteller. But he would say that he'd be working on like 6 or 7 things and get B's in them instead of working on 3 things and getting A's in them. It's basically just a simple analogy. So this year for me was all, or last year for me was all about saying no to all the different things that come along and different opportunities. Different, you know, a little shiny object over there. It looks interesting. Let me go sniff that out. But I really kept in my lane this in 2020. And because of that, I feel that really moved the needle on those things. And then, like you said, those are your things, right? You really want to master what matters, but be clear on what it is for you that matters. Right. You know, like, so that's interesting. So, but yeah, it was a good year for that. But I mean, a lot of people struggled because they were, you know, and this is fully happening right now in the middle of January. Like, who knows what's going on with COVID and this quarantine, but it was an opportunity to get clear because there was no distractions for a lot of people. You had to actually sit with your own thoughts and figure out what it is for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's that, awkward. Okay, so I'll hand it over to you, Rod, and I grab my coffee. He grabs his coffee too. So I guess that means we're gonna move it on to the next topic.
No, and you know, I wanted to bring something up as well. I mean, this is something that even throughout the Rewire program that I've done, and which is amazing. And if there's anyone out there that is looking at, you know, hey, I want to meditate. I don't know how to meditate. I don't know how to sit with my thoughts. You know, look at Rewire with Brian Coons. It's a great program, and I got a lot out of it. And there was one thing that echoed quite a bit when we were doing it, even the one-on-one throughout that program, was just get out of your own way, Rod. Like, I mean, and I would take that, and I'm like, what does it mean? Like, you know, get out of my own way. And at the end of the year, I was kept on saying to myself in my morning routine, it's like, you know, just, Rod, give yourself the best opportunity. Give yourself the best opportunity, which really is get the fuck out of your own way.
Yeah.
And that's where I've said to myself, I mean, some of the things that I know are going to derail me, fucking steer clear of it, man. Like, you know, don't even go down that, don't even open that door up, even though that door looks fucking fun and pretty, and fuck it, don't open the door. So that's where I'm excited, because I feel like if I'm on my game, and again, I'm very fortunate as you are, where I feel like we have each other to lean on, where I feel like our paths, again, have crossed many times over the years.
Yeah.
If it's been, hey, we're definitely in the party zone, we're family zone, party zone, family, but we're both kind of on that same journey, so we can kind of lean on each other, where, you know, there's not a lot of buddies that could just say, hey, you know what, hey, why don't we get together at 5 a.m. on a cold Sunday morning and fucking run some hills?
Right.
You know, I know I can call you and you'd be like, okay, let's do it. Are we bringing the dumbbells? Are we bringing fucking push-up art? Whatever it is, right? So, so I've got that, which is great.
Yeah, well, that's a great way to start the day. And so, like, we did that this morning. We hit the hill today. We just ran up and down the hill. But afterwards, we did some breath work. When you talk about, you know, what serves you and doesn't serve you, when you just really become real with yourself and say, "Fuck, okay, there's that door." And that habit, and I feel that pull, you know, because that wiring is there. But then, you know, a couple moves down the board, that it's not going to put you where you want to be. And so you make the other choice, essentially, which is awareness. So taking that awareness into January now, are you going to do anything different this year? Are you going to try to, like, you know, we've got to a certain point now, you've got the momentum from the consistency, but what's new for Roddy?
Right. So, you know, I think it, you know, and this is a buzzword that everyone uses, but it's really optimizing. I mean, when it comes to my morning routine, how do I even get better? How do I get as much out of that morning routine? Because I completely love it. Like, I mean, I don't even set an alarm. Like, I mean, my alarm goes off at 4:30, sometimes 4 o'clock, and I have to say, hey, you know, let's stay in bed. Like, let's not get up too early. But when that 5 o'clock and I'm in the routine, I know there's more. And there's such a magical moment that I have right now. And it's just optimizing that and being able to get even more productive throughout the day. You know, I feel like I've mastered that kind of 5 to 7. Okay, what happens after that? Obviously that from 7 to 9, it's the family and it's exciting, it's fun. Okay, now getting into the day, it's being able to get that much more productive. I'm excited. I mean, I feel like, you know, with the whole Just Rise website is done, the apparel's ready, things are happening there as well. So it's just being able to continue to push that boulder up the hill.
Yeah. I love the word optimize because I think that's important. You're in your lane now. So just how do you continue to optimize? And really, I mean, we are our habits. So there are certain habits and things we can do to be more optimized, or I guess in terms of productivity. But fuck, the really interesting thing about optimization is it comes back to kind of getting out of your own way at times. Mm-hmm. It's like letting that light shine through. Yeah. You know, there is times that, you know, it used to only be when I was like really high that I felt like that kind of confidence. But realizing when you tap into your own, into yourself, and you connect to that energy that we all have inside of us that wants to come through, but we're afraid with our fears, we're afraid of being judged and all of the other things, to just let it go and let that flow. I think that's optimization too. It's really cranking up the volume on whatever you're doing now and just going all in on it. Like for myself, it's really about more sharing this message more with people. You know, at first, whenever I would do like a video on social media or do some kind of post, I instantly think about 2 or 3 people that I know for a fact are judging me. Right. And you know, they always say that the people that actually hate on you the most are the ones you know. It's right. Not the strangers.
Yeah.
It's like, and you all, usually we all know who those handful of people are that, and I always just think about them, and I'd have that feeling in my stomach like, oh, and then, you know, but at some point you're just like, fuck it, just send it, you know,
right.
Just put it out there and let it flow, man, because then you optimize, you optimize by doing it, you know, and taking action. I did that. I did a webinar this past week and, you know, I talked a lot about, you know, mindset and, you know, being more mindful to manage stress, you know, but really it's the action that actually changes things. You can read all the books you want. You can study, you can listen to great podcasts and watch amazing documentaries. But if you don't actually take that first step yourself, that action,
right.
You can't do anything. But then you take the action, then you can optimize.
Yeah. And that's another big word but it's a word that stood out. I was listening to a podcast as well. I can't remember who it was, but he was just talking about just get like crystal clear on effort. Like, you know, there's a lot of great ideas out there. And like, you know, you might say, this is what I want to do. This is where the lane I'm going to take. But just think, is this the effort that you can put towards it? Because if you're not going to put the effort, it's just another fucking pipe dream. So it's just like, how much effort do I want to put here? And then if you decide this is what you're going to do, put the effort in, and the reward will be on the other end.
Yeah.
And just quickly before I forget, but another thing that I really would like to continue is the cold showers that you've been telling me to do. And, you know, I've had a few like crying game in that fucking, in the shower, because it's fucking cold. But, you know, and some of you know and some of you don't, but Brian's been, you know, taking a plunge in Lake Ontario for 6 minutes long in this freezing cold. So like when does it get comfortable even being in a cold shower? Because it's not very comfortable for me. I'm I can't even do a full breath. I'm like,
yeah.
It's like... So anyways, getting into it, should I be doing it every day? Can I do it every other day?
Yeah. I think, first of all, I mean, cold exposure is something that is probably one of the newer habits for me. It's been just a little over a year I've been doing it. But it's got so many powerful physical and mental benefits. So I won't go into all of them, but you can easily Google coal exposure to see what they are. But it's been huge for me. But it's really one of the biggest things, I guess, as far as stress, is that you're overcoming a stress response. So like you say, you get into that cold shower, and the second that ice cold water, and it's fucking winter here, right? So the water is cold coming out of there. It hits your body. You do that that gasp, right? It's the whole purpose of the practice, initially anyway, is overcoming that first stress response. Your body goes into fight or flight. You're fucking panicking. You know, you think you're going to, I look at my heart rate, dude. It goes up over 100 when that hits. And then I just find my breath and just suffer a little bit for that first few seconds. It's about being comfortable with being uncomfortable. So it's all mindset. You got to have a very strong mindset and go into that water. And so you talk about every other day. For me, it's every shower. It's cold. Okay. Straight cold. If you go to the bathroom I use in this house, it's cranked. There's no coming out of the faucet in the shower. It's just straight out of the shower, straight cold, full on, fucking balls deep. Let that go. And, unless I'm shaving my chest, which doesn't happen very often in COVID, right? So you'll tear yourself to pieces. But in the cold water, man, it's like you just go in and it's literally like I look forward to it now before I do it. And I have like a little method. I have one arm and the other arm, and I kind of spin in and really get it up in the armpits and right, around the genitals and the butt crack, anywhere it really gonna cool you down, right? But it's like,
so that's how you see the fucking big visual of this big bear fucking full of hair.
Well, that reminds me, there's another Brian Coons out there. I just started to pot, and he tagged me on a post this week, and it was like, Akuma Matata, he was saying, Akuma Matata, like, did you see that post?
Yeah.
You saw
no,
that?
No, not the post.
Oh my God. So you know the guy, the Rafiki who holds him up in the air, that holds Lion King?
Yeah.
Well, this other Brian Coons, he does sunning his butthole. It's called butthole sunning, where he sits naked with his butt crack spread out to the sun. Yeah, and he's got a huge following. He's got like 50,000 followers or something. But it's a picture of, and one of his fans took a picture of him, and he tagged me on it. It's him upside down being held up to the light. And he's like, and Rafiki's holding him up. I got to show you that after. But anyway, just all that cold and sun in the butthole and sent me on that path. But back to this thing, dude, like it's amazing how quickly our body adapts to the cold. And I look forward to it before I do it every single time. Before as soon as that water hits me, I want to obviously put the warm on, but I just overcome that every time. Every time. Okay. And then what happens is as soon as you get past that initial shock, you bring your breath into play. It's like going in same when you do the rain in the lake. And then if you get past that first like 30 seconds to a minute, that's the hardest part.
Right.
So it's just a matter about just toughing it out through that. And then everything kind of calms down. And then when, yesterday I did a plunge in the lake. It's pretty funny. I have my two kids there. We have a puppy and a big dog, and my daughter was going to take a picture for me, and I looked over in the beach, and my son was like being dragged on his back by the big dog. The puppy was running away, and but I'm out there in the water, and I'm just bringing my breath into play, and then there's a moment where it just all clicks, and you're like, you're just purely in peace, really connected to nature, just very much in the moment, plugged in, and it's just like, oh, it's amazing, wow. And then, when you get out after, your skin is like very red and you can't really feel much, right, at first. But you're not cold at all.
But it's a buildup of it.
So. It's accumulating. So, let your body
adapt. So don't go down and do it today.
I wouldn't do it today, no. But, no. But I mean, you hear Rod saying it. And if you're going to follow along here, I mean, there'll be a picture of us out doing it together soon. Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it. Like, we have a great place to do it here in the lake.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, brother. Well, maybe we'll leave it at that. I want to try to keep these episodes inside 30 minutes. But so as I mentioned, we're going to try to do this every weekend after our morning rise. And we'll probably just pick a different topic each week so we're not all over the place. Yeah. And so something that we're actually focusing on that week. And just kind of drill down from there.
Awesome.
All right, brother. Thank you.